It's a podcast. And now...
Welcome back to More Garbage!
Yo, 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 Sunday Crunch brought to you by More Garbage TV, More Garbage Podcast. All right, Vandal here with my co-hosts for the day, Max Quarters. That's right, Fubzilla.
Brooklyn.
DJ JoJo, and of course, Kurt Brooks. Yeah.
Got the whole gang in here.
Got the whole gang up in this piece. All right, big shout out to the co-hosts that couldn't join us and are missing the party. FTL, Steve B, Trackologist, yep, and shout out to Grandma. All grandmas out there, shout them out. All right.
Shout out, Grandma.
Yeah, guys. Yeah, welcome back. We haven't done a Sunday Crunch in a few weeks now.
Yeah. Because of me. Yeah. Sorry, guys. I had COVID.
It has been some time. Whoops.
Yeah. We were dealing with some COVIDians. First, it was me, and then we had a quarantine, and then Max. But we're all back. We're all healthy. Max is back out of quarantine today.
Yep, I'm going crazy every weekend now.
Yep. Max Porter's was Max Cabin Fever. But today he'll be doing his Max Facts, his record of the week. Are you doing a book of the week this week or just Max book Facts and record?
Yeah, the facts are in the book.
Yo, that's deep.
All right, got you. Sweet. Leveling up. And then he'll be out to get ready for a fancy birthday party.
Yeah.
Shout out
to Ian Marshall. I think I don't know what he's turning.
Shout out.
I think he's either turning 8 or 9.
We're gonna get our research department on that. Don't worry about it. You got the tracks, you ready?
But shout out to Ian Marshall. Happy birthday.
Yeah, shout out to Ian Marshall, bro.
We're gonna be promote streaming live at Ian Marshall's birthday later.
Birthday party.
I think JoJo has Pringles in his hand.
How do you well, let me know.
Adult Pringles.
JoJo's got Pringles in his hand. Yes.
Yo. Oh, Max was killing the Pringles while he was born.
Salt and vinegar, my favorite Pringles.
Mine too, Max. Mine too.
What a tang.
This is some secondary-ish.
What is that?
Paprika.
Classic paprika.
That's some real European flavor stuff right there. It is. We don't have
paprika potato chips are normal.
Right, I'm saying it. I'm not saying it any other way. I'm saying being honest. It's
okay. Put some hot Cheetos in there.
Oh Max had some Cheetos.
Come on, preach on it, bro. Preach on it, baby.
I had 4 flaming hot Cheetos and they were not hot enough. I was like,
I told them we were gonna crunch them up and put them in our mac and cheese next time.
Yeah,
they make that.
He put golden olives in my mac and cheese and then liquefied them.
You put what kind?
Not really. I told Max, I was like, yeah, your mac and cheese is ready. And, you know, I put in the olives and what else? Something else he doesn't
because
like.
Because I hate
Brussels sprouts.
Because I hate all that stuff.
And he was like, no. And I'm like, don't worry, I liquefied it so you can't even see it in there.
Brussels sprouts
he was
are the
getting
best.
So mad at me. Yeah, Brussels sprouts are awesome. In fact, I would say Brussels sprouts are a great pro argument for GMO.
I would say Brussels sprouts are
that's
the worst
a really
thing
interesting...
I've ever tasted.
Wow, Serge. I never really thought of it that way. That was good. Sorry, man.
Boy.
You done gave this boy some fuel for his fire.
I'm against Brussels sprouts.
He's going to go all out against Brussels sprouts.
No, I'm a Brussels sprouts enthusiast.
I love Brussels sprouts, man. They're so good. Those little baby cabbages.
On a 0 to 10, I got to give it a 0, negative 0.
A negative 0. Good one.
There is no negative 0, sir.
He just created.
But you know what? Whatever. Everything's made up.
Yeah. I'll give it a positive 0. That means we're at the same spot.
That means I hate Brussels sprouts.
I like Brussels sprouts way more than I like cabbage. Like way, like I don't even really like cabbage, but I
would. Max really likes purple cabbage.
I like purple cabbage too. I like all cabbage.
I love purple cabbage than any other cabbage.
I mean, who doesn't like coleslaw though?
No, thank you.
I love coleslaw, and I make a nice like spicy coleslaw.
No, thank you. Bye. No, thank you.
All right. So, Max Facts, my man, we're gonna set up the facts today.
All right. So, it's not that much of a fact, but it'll be good, bro. So we are gonna be doing facts about jaguars, even though they're not gonna be kind of like facts. Jaguar. So we're gonna be doing facts about jaguars. And Russell Jaguar. And Russell. Can you stop it? Whoever's doing that.
You know who that is, Max.
Jaguar. It's so secret about Pringles there, JoJo. So we're gonna be doing facts about jaguars. Russell Vipers, type of snake, and pufferfish.
Oh, damn, pufferfish are delicious.
We're first going to read some stuff. The jaguar's name comes from a local Native American word, jaguara, the beast that kills in a single bound. Rainforest people are very scared of jaguars, even though attacks are rare. These fears probably date from long ago when humans didn't have guns. This meant jaguars were less afraid of us and ate more people.
Damn, delicious.
I had to mute Joe for a moment while he's chipping out over there.
Chipping out.
While he's chipping out.
Can't hear you, bro. What you eating over there? I'm sorry, we can't hear you.
Yeah. What's that crunching? They're pretty loud. Go ahead. Take a bite. Listen.
Warning.
They were toasted. Right, Max,
sorry, my bad. Go on.
We're going to be now reading about the Russell Viper, a most deadly type of snake. Your main warning that you've annoyed a deadly Russell Viper and its sudden noisy hiss, it is said to have the loudest hiss of any snake.
Like, get the hell out of my way. I'm about to eat you.
Is that what's it?
Where is the Russell Brand Viper from?
The Russell Brand Viper.
It is from the picture. It looks like it's in the desert. Okay. It says.
Bird is muted.
It's common in India, China, and Southeast Asia. Probably kills the most people in there.
Dang, that's where it can live.
Oh yeah, Kurt muted tropical. Himself. Actually, I don't know if
he's got things to talk to himself
good.
About.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. Right. He's good.
We'll talk.
So these are some.
Oh, wait, where's that viper from?
It said Southeast Asia, India, and China. He said, which is like I guess a part of China.
That's where they're most common. That's where they're most common.
Do we have them in the States? Should I worry about this?
They're the most common in those states. They're not going to be that common here, and they kill people mostly.
I got that part. They're killers.
And invades homes and villages to find rats and mice to eat. The Russell Viper lives in highly populated areas. It also hangs out in rice fields where farmers work. It's well camouflaged. It can come out in day or night.
Damn. Killer, bro.
So if you have mice, you should get a Russell Viper.
Yes, most definitely.
Just have it slithering around the house.
Looks like every old. Look at this.
I got a cat that works just fine.
Yeah. Holler if you hear me.
There's actually more about it. There's more about it, but I think that's enough. From my post-it notes, it says read 5 facts from.
Okay, got it. So
now we're gonna be reading about pufferfish. It's incredibly poisonous, yet people eat it on purpose.
What's the actual?
It has a deadly poison called tetrodotoxin. Okay. Tetrodotoxin. It has that type of deadly poison in Japanese restaurants where they are known as fugu. Pufferfish are a great delicacy. They are prepared by specially trained chefs of fugu chef removes most of the poison, leaving just enough to give the diner an excitingly tingly feeling around the mouth.
So good.
All my facts.
I like them. Pufferfish good fact. Is kind of like a Medusa fish because when you see it, you just freeze. You're like,
are you making that up?
You ever see what a puffer fish looks like? So,
yeah.
Can you visual a puffer fish? Right,
oh, yeah. There we go. Look at that thing. You're like, what the hell? It's like a pineapple with teeth.
Yeah, it's its defense mechanism.
I got the facts from the book of the week.
Oh, look at the double work. I like it. 100 deadliest things in the planet.
Get ready to roll. Anna
Claiborne.
But
getting after it, dude. What a pick.
So yeah, it has.
They need Ghostface on the cover. Just going, run!
Yeah, kid.
So it has animals, kill reptiles and fierce fish, bloodthirsty beasties, disasters, poisons, and deadly diseases.
Oh boy.
And that's all the deadliest things.
It's a lot of late night anxiety.
A lot of deadliest things. And the last deadliest thing on the page is an impact event.
That'll happen.
And it's actually the most deadliest thing in the whole book.
What is?
An impact event.
Like if an asteroid hits the Earth?
Worst
case scenario asteroid would be like very deadly.
That's a global colostomy bag right there.
Yeah.
Yikes.
There can only be 5 out of 5 skulls for the deadly degree. This one has 6.
Whoa. Oh,
shit.
Hey, Max, you know what that makes me think of? We were watching the Creep Show series. You know, there's a new Creep Show series. They're in like season 3 now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it good?
On Shudder. Yeah. We love it. Yeah.
It's actually a holiday special they did for Christmas.
So what that reminded me of, that fact, was the one episode we watched last night. Remember where the moon crashed into the earth. The Earth would not explode like that. I'm like, how do you know?
How do you know, huh?
Well, they probably know, though. It's probably happening.
Yeah, the aliens did it, so technically they would know.
That's right. Yes, now we're on the same page.
The aliens were testing us, and one human basically proved that we were a murderous, selfish species.
Kurt, you got to unmute your mic if you're going to say something.
I saw that an Akiyama move.
He's good.
I got you, Joe. I know exactly what I'm doing here.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have
to speak something and then turn off your mic.
I do because I have some chatter and other things in the background that I don't want to distract.
He's looking out for the general. Oh,
Kurt is making power moves right now. Okay.
So is DJ Joe. He's eating Pringles.
Okay. Hey Max.
Top 4.
What's our record of the week?
Yeah. What's the record of the week?
Yeah.
Dead Prez. Right. Let's get free.
Oh, and also my favorite song in there is Animal and Man.
So for those people not familiar with Animal and Man, let's throw it on for a second.
That whole record is more important now.
Help me! You are speaker, help you! Man is evil, capable of nothing but destruction!
What do you think? Should we play this song? And then
once upon a time, there was a very serious situation brewing. There was a farmer and a farmyard filled with animals.
Yeah.
And this is the story of their times.
Old man Sammy had a farm. Walked the land with the rifle. Most of the time shit was calm. His whole life was maintained off the everyday labor. From the mules in the field to the cattle in the stable. This is how he kept food on his table.
Max.
You would have thought he was disabled from the way he be relaxing, acting like Mr. Magnificent. But the animals was thinking something different. The sentiment was tension in the barnyard. Throughout the years, they had them been through mass drama with the farmer, word is barnyard. And they all came to one conclusion. They argued there was no way that they'd ever be free if it was up to humans. Therefore, the only cause left was revolution, which was understandable. And since the pigs promised to lead it in the interest of all animals, they planned a full attack under the leadership of Hannibal, the fattest pig in the pack. The next morning on the farm, everything was calm just before dawn. But before long, the sun got so hot it made the farm seem electric. Now check it, this is when that shit got hectic. Directed by Hannibal, the animals attacked. Old Sam was in a state of shock. He fell up on his back.
It's like
he
a whole his story.
Reaching in vain, each and every creature.
Yeah, Max loves how it's just like a whole story, an allegory. This is the animal. All the metaphors.
This is the animal of man. Coming true. This is the animal of man. This is the animal of man. This is the animal of man. Coming true.
All right. We don't have to play the whole song, right?
Yeah. It's 4 minutes long.
All Max's time. But yeah, Animal and Man, brilliant.
He's talking about, it's a correlation of Animal Farm.
I wanted you to play the rest because I wanted you to, I wanted you to dance with Mustache Hedgehog.
Okay, gotcha. Good luck.
Good looks. Have we read that book, or are we going to be talking about that one next?
Max has not read Animal Farm yet.
I don't know if he's there yet, exactly.
Okay. Maybe a couple years down the road.
There's probably an adapted version I could put him on.
I'm sure.
An adaptation.
You know, the story of communism.
The animal.
It's amazing.
I mean, I remember reading like Kurt Vonnegut when I was probably
12, maybe.
Yeah.
Not 8 though.
Yeah, I get you.
I'm 8.
This is another song that stood out because I don't think he ever heard about anyone just rapping about healthy
mental soup, mental fruit.
I don't eat no meat, no dairy, no sweets. Only ripe vegetables, fresh fruit and whole wheat. I'm from the old school, my household smell like soul food, bruh. Curry falafel, barbecue tofu. No fish though, no candy bars, no cigarettes. Only ganja, fresh squeezed juice from oranges.
Ew, did he say barbecue tofu? Wait, pause. Did this say barbecue tofu?
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
No, it's not.
Delicious.
No, it's leave it to you. Leave it to you, new age soy boys, to fucking be okay with that. Barbecue tofu ain't cool.
You don't care what nobody says. You just use barbecue sauce.
So good, bro.
That's nasty.
You ever have baked tofu? Oh my god!
Baked tofu is disgusting.
Tofu?
It takes on the flavor. Let me tell you something. Of whatever you soak it in.
Yeah, it's just like
listen.
A little...
I'm a card carrying Jew for pig eating bacon, and I will eat some baked barbecue tofu all day.
I had bacon.
I got some.
Ew,
y'all are nasty.
I got some really nice sriracha baked crackers. Tofu too.
Yo nasty.
What'd you get?
Yo nasty.
Yeah, listen, barbecue
sriracha
tofu is
baked
nasty.
Tofu.
That's
Yo
some
nasty,
new
age. Jojo.
That's
Yo
some.
Nice.
That's some new age like soft man food.
New age, we like old school, just like
this
he
guy.
Said.
Dude, boy.
Just like he guy? Said. He said old school.
Barbecue tofu.
Oh man! As you I got Milky like in the back frying up some wings and picanha.
Yes. Yes.
Picanha.
Shout out to my brother Milky, man.
Wings. But I do like barbecue tofu with it. Tear gas
against demonstrator. So, man,
what are we listening to? Are we listening to?
Put on propaganda.
Propaganda.
Just for a second.
Dead breath.
You like this one too. When Max heard this song, he was like, wow, man, it's like. Go ahead, tell them. Tell them what you liked about this album that you thought was very different.
It's like real life.
Yes.
He said
don't let
like
anybody tell you
life.
That kids don't have insight on stuff.
Is it the news or the movie you taking your girl to? Know what I'm saying? Because I'm the same. Got a plan if you examine what they're telling us.
Put the one when he was in school and the teacher was telling him to obey and stuff.
Okay,
I will. UFOs or any life on Mars, or what they doing when they up in the stars, because I don't believe a word of what the president say. He filling our head with lies, gotta hypnotize when he be speaking in cold words about crime and poverty, drugs, welfare, prisons, guns, and robbery. It really means us. There's no excuse for the slander, but what's good for the goose is still good for the gander, see?
That song is so good.
I don't believe Bob Marley got cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a pastor.
And once again, I would encourage anybody that's out there, not to just listen to the music, but read their lyrics. Read them.
Why haven't you learned anything?
Think about it a little bit.
Stop interrupting, please.
Searching through niggas' possessions, looking for weapons, get your lessons, reclass serious, front row, every day of the week, third period, fucking with the teacher's head, calling them racist, I try to show them crackers some light, they couldn't face it, I got my diploma from a school called Rickers, full of teenage mothers and drug dealing niggas in the hallways, the popo was always present, searching through niggas' possessions, looking for dope and weapons.
A lot of stories about, like, you know, a parallel life going on that a lot of people might not be experiencing themselves, right? And therefore don't believe it's happening. Mm-hmm. It's really important to listen to, like, other people's stories, right? Other cultures, other colors, other genders.
For real, the mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Word. So that was another one. Max also really liked I'm an African. He was singing it. He was really into it.
Woo! Yo, turn this motherfucking shit up.
He also let me know that, Dad, there are a lot of bad words in this
album. A lot of bad words, bro.
We give artistic license, right, to people that use it in some movies, some songs, some books.
Nigeria. My nigga Dion. Nigga, the red is for the blood in my arm. The black is for the gun in my palm, and the green is for the charm that grows natural, like locks on Africans. Holding the smoke from the herb in my abdomen, camouflage fatigues and dashiki, somewhere in between in WA and PE. I'm black like Steve Biko, raised in the ghetto by the people. Fuck the police, you know how we do.
JoJo is invisible now. He left us.
JoJo's a can of Pringles.
He's right there. You just can't see him.
Yo.
So, he's back.
So one last track, Max. I think we're gonna have to
mind the assassination.
Album review today, huh? I like it.
When Max heard that bass line, he was like, whoa.
Like, it's very Florida, it's very Florida 2000
on that album.
Still being played.
It's super fun. It is bigger than hip hop. That's for sure.
One thing about music, when it hit, you feel no pain. White folks that controls your brain. I know better than that. That's game, man. We ready for that. Two soldiers head of the pack. Matter of fact, who got the gap? And where my army
again,
at? Rather attack
lyrics
and not react. Back to beats, it don't reflect on how many records get sold on sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Whether your projects put on hold in the real world. These just people with ideas. They just like me and you. When the smoke and cameras disappear again, the real world. It's bigger than all these fake ass records. Wait, folks got the millions and my woman's disrespected. If you check 1, 2, my word of advice to you is just relax. Just do what you got to do. If that don't work, then kick the fact.
Awesome song. If you guys haven't heard the album, Let's Get Free by Dead Prez, you need to go and check this out. I mean, there's not many things out there like this.
Nope. For the young people that are out there that might say this is old head music, like I said, I'd encourage anyone out there to
look around.
Get the music, enjoy it for the whole thing, but then go and read the lyrics.
Definitely
and look around you.
But listen to the words too. That's enough.
That's what I mean.
This stuff is more relevant now than it ever has been. And they're revolutionary. They have been. And
this album is now 21 years old. Almost.
And they got a lot of shit when it came out. They got pulled off a lot of shit. They got banned from places. They like, you know, this really rubbed people the wrong way for sure.
Hey, so, and like, when you play it now, it's more relevant than ever. And more incendiary.
Well, what's funny is though is that there are people now that like appreciate what it is that maybe 20 years ago would think it was a little over the top and aggressive.
And there are other people that would think it's like totally offensive now.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
Well, you know what? No,
they didn't understand. They don't. If they're offended, they really don't understand.
Most people.
Absolutely.
What they were because what Dead Prez is representing is the upliftment of all people against the suppression of what we all know. And, you know, I mean, call me the tinfoil hat guy, but come on, this is what they're talking about here.
What up,
Brandon? Absolutely. Absolutely. Right? Right? But you know, not even from a tinfoil hat perspective. Agents. For real.
All the nasty psychological warfare that's been used against us to divide us and manipulate us and distract us from our core and our source.
Exactly.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
I would. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I would want Max, definitely, you know, I know he can't grasp all of the concepts in this album because it's very layered and deep. And, you know, you need some living before you're really able to understand.
You know, it's funny, though. Like, even 21 years later,
really caught his ear.
It makes so much of a different album even 21 years later for me. So every day I listen to this.
Can I interject there? Because, Serge, I love what you're saying, and I think there's absolute sense to it. But I think that we can all be surprised sometimes. Like, I got to tell you, I was really into – no, I can't eat that. See, this is what he's showing me right now.
Yes, sir.
He's chefing it up.
So you can
so that's why some. I was distracted. I lost my train of thought. No, the cat's going to eat it. But take it away.
You eat it.
Oh, fuck.
Don't be a jerk.
I completely lost my train of thought.
Well, you were responding to my statement.
Oh, like, yes. I remember being Max's age, listening to John Lennon specifically. And understanding some of the really profound things and learning about life and understanding life at that age through a lot of lyrics. All right. So
Max, you remember who
I'm
John
happy
Lennon
that you're
is?
Hearing this now and you're feeling this, Max, because
from the Beatles.
You're gonna have emotions, you're gonna have experiences in life, and you're gonna relate back to certain lyrics.
Right.
And you're gonna understand, you're gonna use this as a guide and a roadmap to navigate life. And these are important things.
I can picture Max at school on Tuesday, like, you never heard the Dead Prez album?
Or the principal's office. What?
Yeah, exactly.
teacher, yeah.
Where'd you hear that? My dad tells our podcast about it.
He's like, that's obviously propaganda, Miss Ivy.
Yeah, that was my dad.
Check me out.
That was my dad who
went you?
No, anyway, that was a great album of the week pick. I'm really glad that one interested you. I also, while we're talking about record of the week and before Max jumps off, there's a new spot that just opened in Greenpoint called For the Record, and it's a coffee and record shop, okay? And they just opened a few days ago, and we went in there. We gave them one of my record bombing records that said Brooklyn on it. And Max picked it out for them. And then they have a big chalkboard wall where they have people draw the names of their favorite album.
I said Dave Brubeck Quartet.
Nice.
Max picked the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Yep, that's
right.
And
I did Is My Favorite and Big Colorful Lover.
That's right. And I had I wasn't sure what I was going to throw on there, but I ended up drawing a Midnight Marauders.
Okay.
Midnight Marauders is always a solid pick. Always a solid pick for like when people ask for like what's the best or what's the most consistent or, you know.
What's the most jazzy?
Quest. What's the most jazzy? Hey, it's pretty jazzy.
Wait,
Best Tribe Called Quest album?
No, no, no. He's at the coffee shop. You write on your chalkboard what your favorite record is, and matched with the Dave Brubeck Quartet, which is actually a group,
Take Five album.
Yeah, he loves that one with
Take Five. I gotta go now. It's been fun.
Hey, Max Porters, we love you. We're glad you're back and feeling good.
Have fun
good.
At the birthday, buddy.
All right, get yourself together.
Peace.
Bye.
Enjoy. Yeah, man. Wait, here it comes. We've been waiting for it for a month. Wait.
Four,
is it coming?
3, 2, 1, 0.
Oh, he's letting me down right now.
Oh.
Holler.
Bye.
Yeah! Hey!
Yeah, that's mustache.
Love you.
I wasn't able to time it correctly.
No, he could.
He was a little off.
He was searching for something to come in. Like,
oh, he was a lot faster than that. His quarter mile is a lot faster than I've gambled on before.
Yeah, Max.
Yeah, I hear him back there yelling mustachey.
But that is an actual really good album.
It's a crazy album. Know?
It's one for people to think about. It is a lot of straight up facts within that album that are spoken. You know, and like Kurt was saying, a lot of that stuff is being put into play now, you know, and has been for a long time.
Since then, yeah.
And I was telling him, I'm like, Max, you know what?
For lifetimes, guys.
I'm like, you just happened to pick an album that basically all of my friends love.
Yep.
You know?
You know what's funny? And I love it, and I've had like a weird interaction with them back then. That like I don't really like them, but I like their album. Like I was at 88 Hip Hop, and I was the production dude, and like as the low tier production guy.
Was this at Pseudo?
Yeah, and I worked at 88 Hip Hop.
Going to that show where they did a couple. Well, this was the white intern there.
Wait, so this was the white boy. Basically, when I was an intern, somehow I ran the door. Like, if you didn't have my pager number, you couldn't get in certain nights to that building.
Right.
And I did a lot of shit because that's the way that place works.
He probably stopped us from coming in until someone had to come down and get us.
Probably.
Well,
get out of my way, Phubbs.
Not the point. So, like, it was the White Boys show when they did everybody from the White Boys movie came. Danny Hawk was there, Mark Levin, everybody. And they
must have been really fun for them.
Well, producer was like, go get Dead Prez up next. And you know how it was like that whole area on the right that was like just crazy shit?
Dead Prez was in the White Boys movie.
Right. So they were on the show and they had to go in the next segment. So I'd go to them and give, and I'm green, so it didn't even matter. And they were green too. They were just like fresh from Florida. And I was like, yo, you guys got to go on next. And they were like, straight looked at me like I was Scotch tape. Like, what?
They were like, fuck you, White Devil.
They wouldn't listen. They wouldn't come. He was like, yeah, I was like, and I was like, oh, it's like that. And they were like, I was like, oh, you can go fuck yourselves then. And I went to go get my fucking producer. And I was like, you can go get your friends. I'm too white for them. And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, they won't talk to me. He's like, really? I'm like, I can't help you. Like, sorry. And like,
you're like, bro, it's bigger than hip hop, yo.
And I just was like, wait, the album, one second. Their album hadn't come out yet. So it was just them on that and like a single. So that was it. And they were that through and through. They were like, they are who they are. And like, we're many years later, we're like, it's all good. Like, I've met them before, after, but it was a very weird, like, for me, interaction. And there you could tell they were like, they're not from New York. These aren't New York guys.
I've always said,
Whitey was devil.
Nobody is that through and through when they're taking like money from those very same devils.
I don't see you. What are you talking about?
Hey, listen, if you have
it, is what it is, right?
I bought their album. I loved it.
That was a really good White Boy, tactic there, Fubs. Like, literally, that jug was so big, it just totally blocked your light. Like, it was a tactic.
That's what it was.
White Boy is the movie. awesome. It Very is light. So damn yeah. good. I swear, it was one of the favorite. It was one of Dre and I's favorite movies to put on and vibe out to when we were just like hanging out. There's so many great, like, you know, one-liners and classic moments. Anyway, White Boys, Danny Hawk movie.
Mark Levin, Danny right. Hawk, yeah.
Yeah, excellent, excellent.
Because Mark Levin did Slam and Brooklyn Babylon.
Oh, did he?
Brooklyn Babylon? I don't know what that is.
It's a movie about that Black Thought plays the main character, and it's like about a relationship, I think, between him and I think a Hasidic Jewish girl. I don't exactly know, but like of a different culture or race, and it's like their
relationship. When the hell was that?
Give me a second.
Yeah, let me see. Where's the Google at? Brooklyn.
IMDb.
2001.
Babylon. All right. Well, let's get a little screen sharing.
Oh, good. You got it?
launch. Yeah. All right. So this is the movie, right? So let's go look at it on IMDb.
Easy, y'all.
Huh.
Brooklyn Babylon!
A charismatic rapper falls in love with a young Jewish girl despite the confines of her religious background. Bones Malone, look at that, one of the writers. Yep. That's cool.
You know what this movie is.
Shout out to Bones right? Malone.
Like, you know, this is like the same thing like Joseph Campbell always said, right? Like, you know, the tales that have been retold and retold and retold and retold again, right? Like, so what is this? What is this? This is Jungle Fever. This is
no. This
Romeo
is different.
Juliet. This is,
but it's from a hip hop generation, right? So it's like it's right. the same conversation. I think Bones actually wrote part of White Boys too. To be honest, that's when I
really.
Met
this actually. Looks interesting. You know what? Though? They don't have any trivia in here or bio about the movie. That's too bad. But yeah, let's look up White Boys too. Oh, big shout out to M&M's. Everyone loves that.
Yeah, man. This part of the More Garbage podcast has not been brought to you by M&M's. M&M's, send us some or send us some money, and we'll talk about you more.
Melt in your hands at some point if you keep it long enough.
Where's White Boys? This ain't it.
Did you ever try that?
Of course. It just becomes like a disgusting, like colored mess of shit.
Yeah, but how long does that take?
I don't know. I wasn't clocking it. Just, you know.
Yeah, I see. It's one word.
I tried it as a kid. It didn't work. Like, I held it in my hand for like an hour. It didn't melt.
That's there you weird. Go.
It's 6 days to Christmas.
No,
sweater.
No,
Christmas
no,
Christmas
no,
Christmas
no,
Christmas
no.
Christmas. I feel that.
No, come on.
We will be non-monetized quick.
Sorry, right, we're non-monetized quick.
They're not rappers. I got so much juice, you could call me Bruce. Willis.
Is that a tip?
They're not gangsters.
I'm straight up thug, you know. Tony, everything, you know.
But everyone
want to get a record deal.
Has got a dream.
Thank you, all my fans.
Fox Searchlight Pictures presents Danny Hawk.
It's all good.
Dash My Hawk. And Mark Webber in a comedy about three white boys.
Running around and then you're black.
I am black.
With a posse.
Yeah.
A plan.
Making cake, baby.
And a problem.
Hook me up with your homie.
Yo, this ain't Kansas. I'm not the wizard.
Special appearances by Fat Joe, Dead Prez, Mike Geronimo, Slick Rick, Doug E. Fresh, and Snoop Dogg.
Anyway,
listen to the way that the guy said it. Doug E. Fresh.
Dude, the movie Doug is so Fresh. Joe, you never saw that movie?
No.
Joe, you haven't seen it? You will lose your mind. You will lose it. You will be you're going to pee your pants when you watch that movie.
But you've never seen it? Are you kidding me?
He's like, yo, you see that birthmark right there, bro? That's the real color of my skin, and the rest of me is a birthmark.
They go to Cabrini Green too.
Yo,
wow!
Oh my god, it's amazing. It's genius, really. That movie is amazing. I love it. Oh man! All right, so we got 20 more minutes to go on our Sunday Crunch with myself, Vandal, DJ Jojo, Fubs, Kurt Books. All right. December 2021, baby.
Now, yeah, don't go out and buy nothing.
Don't go out and buy anything. Yeah, I didn't buy anything on Black Friday. And actually, well, I was
for Cyber Monday.
I was telling myself early November. Oh, there you go. I did do that. I did do that. We had a Black Friday.
They're ramping up.
I would say that the sale this morning might even be better on something.
Yeah, I bought
some things way down. Dude, XRP was in the 80 cent range.
I got some at 74, 75.
Oh, the other day?
Yeah, 74. It dropped to like 69. I got to 70. I got some at 74.
Wow. Yeah. Come on, man. I mean, really, I was looking at some crazy deals out there right now. In fact, I'm going to bring up CoinMarketCap just for shits and giggles, right? Why not?
Why not? I don't know if that was part of the theme today.
Mad Money Millie.
Mad Money Millie, I like that one.
Mad Money Millie with the crypto update of the week.
Yeah, let's get it nice and
done. As you can see, Bitcoin is up 0.95%.
Well, listen, it dropped all the way like 43, maybe even touched 42. And now it's back up to 49, like nothing, you know?
It's very stable.
It's very stable. Stable genius. So
crazy, all that nothingness out there.
All the nothingness. Yeah.
It's backed by imaginatory imagination and cryptographish.
Even though more imaginary dollars when you pull it out too.
But you know what? Like everything only exists. Value only exists because of
you can belief. At any point sell any of those.
And make money.
I guess what you want is dollars.
But my point is that even dollars are imaginatory. That's my point.
Exactly. It's all
made up. Is my kind of my game here.
Yeah, also, you could argue the gold is the real money, which has not appreciated for 10 years.
Yeah, because I love toting around gold bars and fucking gold coins.
Yeah, right.
How much is that? Like, I got those gold dimes.
Hey, Nave, go get the coins from the back.
You are now giving yet another pro argument for having an actual digital currency. You don't have to carry around a gold bar.
Do not get me wrong, because Fubs knows what my motto is. What are we all trying to
do? Skate with the bag. Yeah, we know.
That is right, sir.
Skate with the bag.
We're trying to skate with the bag. Whether that bag be full of gold coins or fake bitcoins that you can take to a real bank and actually turn back into real money, right?
Like, this is Joe's new clothing line.
Skating with the bag.
Skate with the bag.
Skate with the bag. I'm trying to skate with the bag.
Look at you, bro. Skate with that bag, bro.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's the funniest shit I've ever seen.
Cannot put it in a bag.
You do it, baby.
You are taking your real things out of your bag and putting it into something that might not be there. But then you can exchange it for the stuff that you can put back in a bag, which, again, I am not against.
Fill the ocean up with.
Yeah,
but Joe, let me ask you a question.
Every market, at commodities markets, stock markets, like you just explained all of them.
Want to trade in soybeans? Skate we can do it.
Like, yeah, because people trade in soybeans, never touch a fucking soybean.
Go ahead, Fox.
True.
People trade futures, commodity, any amount, like all it is, stocks.
If you came up on a lot of Bitcoin before it was worth this much money, right? And someone was like, "Yo, that fucking imaginary shit is worth a lot of money," you'd be like, "Let me find out about it." And so, like, that's the facts, you know, like it.
Hey.
And so, like, yeah, people trade in everything. Like, Kurt's right. Like if you like, I watch the commodities market a lot more, like, especially food now, because it relates to my business of the cost of shit.
So, what is that? This right here, these are Stussy Marvel trading cards, right?
Oh, now, you kept it sealed still?
Yeah, it's still sealed.
Oh, you should sell it like that.
So I bought these probably, I don't know, for $20 when they came out. It was a novelty, which was how long ago? Over 10 years ago. I don't know.
Yeah, it was about 10 years ago. Yeah. Probably about
Something. Yeah. So this pack of cards is now worth minimum $200 on eBay.
Yeah, yeah. Without it grading.
Nice. Okay. Now,
without it being graded.
Without it being graded, but it's perfect condition. Right. I mean, really.
Right.
So where does that value come from? Why is also, that more valuable?
You know where it comes from? Perception and demand. So this is interesting. It's the same. It's all the same.
What about art? What if I create some digital art? It doesn't exist on a canvas. Why is it valuable?
Perceived value and the amount limited, like the population count of something and the perceived value of something. Those are the two things that are it. Like
perceived value more than anything else, though.
Especially for art. Like especially for art. And well, I would say like anything. Cards.
I'll tell you guys right now. Like my grandmother collected fucking ridiculous amounts of china for years years because it was going to be so valuable and it was going to be nobody fucking wants china anymore. Crap. So again, these things,
I don't know, you better hit up Antique Roadshow.
Well, here's the real thing, everything's generational too, right? So yeah, like, there's a because when the way it works in our country, especially, is that people have more money towards the end of their lives and they start to spend it on ridiculous things that they like to collect, and the value of those things goes up. Like right now, for example, you can get VHS tapes graded at a place that grades like comic books and shit, seal VHS tapes and sell. Like if you happen to have like a sealed VHS tape of like Titanic and it's in great shape, you can resell it once you get it graded for like $300-$400. You know, and you're like, what? Like that shit you couldn't even sell it for $5 10 years ago, even graded. Like no one would grade it for you five. So it's like value just changes as people get more money. The reason cards are having their moment right now is because all of a sudden our generation's got hedge fund people and this and that. And they've decided that they want to spend $1 million on a LeBron perfect card sealed graded.
Oh my God. Now the value's up. Cards are blowing up.
Because it's an alternative physical asset in a digital time. Everything's digital. People want to be like, oh, this is worth something. I have it. It's graded. This said it's an asset. You can put it in a lock deposit box, and it's worth that much. Like Michael Jordan. You have certain Michael Jordan things graded.
I personally screwed myself on that one then because I had a ton of baseball cards
from
the time when I was a kid, and I was like – oh, man.
No, a lot of them are worth a lot of money now, for sure.
I know. And some of them I know personally.
Especially Michael Jordan ones.
Right. If you had that, if you have even Michael Jordan wearing a 45, oh, my God.
This is the money.
You know, look, remember they had the die-cast metal G.I. Joe figures and the die-cast metal C-3PO and R2-D2 from the 70s Star Wars collection. I had those, threw them away, right? You know, there are lots of things that, like, you know, over time, you know, you just don't have time or the money or the space. Yeah. My records, for one, is another one where, like, I haven't had time to ever go through them, and do you have ever time to grade them? Like, you know what? That's really for people that's excellent. But that's for people that do have the time.
You know what?
Those cards are worth money. That page is worth bad money.
That record and coffee shop is buying. They say they're buying records.
Yeah, but, you know, most of those places that are buying records are buying them in hopes that you haven't checked the value of what they're worth.
Well,
right, that's the biggest issue with
you. Just want to get something off your hands and sell it in bulk, or are you trying to sell it as a collector to a collector?
Those are the Menendez brothers, guys, in the back.
Oh, right. Really? Yo, that card is worth. You know that card is worth mad money, and you have two of them.
That's right. I have three of them. I found
that particular card is on a YouTube channel where they talked about it. And it's because these two killers are on it, and crazy people like to collect killer memorabilia. I know, right? And that shit is worth money too.
Listen to this. I just started typing basketball card with, and the first suggestion it gave me is with Menendez brothers.
With really,
What's up, Bubs? That seems like your crypto slush fund account right now.
Yeah.
So a couple of those.
I pulled these out to get graded. So I'm pulling a handful of these out very shortly.
It's you not great. You could sell one or two. And
it's worth. How much does it cost you to get graded? It
keeps the market going.
Those are worth it. Those are worth it to like $30 a pop. But here's the thing, like Michael Jordan, I know it's going to be worth more money. So I may just keep those. He's going to go up in price forever.
It's like, not worth as much as this Patrick Ewing rookie card.
Yeah, I don't have that though. Like, you know, you have what you have. So like with the Michael Jordan stuff, I'm going to get it all graded. The stuff I know is perfect. And you know that's going to go up in price. If you know Jordan is always going to be worth more money. But I think cards might be having their high right now, so I might be just getting rid of it. That's what it's selling for. But what did it sell for?
$4,000?
Is it a 10 or a 9.8? It's a gem
9.8.
You know, it depends on how much it's going to sell for. Search sold card. I bet that's probably like not that expensive.
Patrick Mahomes? Are you kidding me? $6,000?
But that's for sale.
The guy
sale.
Won
that's
one Super Bowl.
9.5.
Yeah, but it's not sold. You gotta check sold items.
Well, this person has sold 12,000 items. So
yeah, but that isn't. You gotta see what they're selling for. Like if you go to like that person's items sold, then you'll see really what the price of shit is.
I don't know. That's so crazy. Some of these cards. How is it a 1980 Magic Johnson card is only worth $250? That's absurd.
It's probably in bad condition or something.
Or, I mean, there might have just been, it's about circulation.
A lot of them. What's right.
Yeah, population. Also, exactly. How right. many of them?
Everything's about population numbers. And, you know, like, certain things were made, certain things were, like, taken off market. Like, for example, like, I have the Spawn number one here.
Yeah.
But the first printing of it. They forgot, like, the first run of it, like, the very small run of the very first printing had no black on the cover. The black ink didn't hit, so nobody noticed it, and it was, like, very purple, and it just went out. And then they noticed it, and they pulled it. So anybody that has that version in a perfect condition is worth fucking a ton more than the normal.
Wow. Yeah, you have that for records, too, where if a record has a mistake on the cover or if it was... you know, done the wrong way. Like, you know, they put the label on the wrong side. So people thought the A side was what it was. B side was what it was. You know.
But finally, all the collectibles from our childhood, if you have them, are worth money. So,
time Joe, to get after. You just reminded me of that
hat. Wow.
That at Liquid Sky that they ran. Remember the hat that they did with, and then it was said everyone's African, speaking of the. The African theme. Everyone's African on the side, but the Astro Girl was upside down.
Yep.
Remember, they sent them out. That was a mistake, but they sold them anyway.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then they ended up being like the hip ones to have. That's the same concept. The mistake.
Right. Exactly. You know, you can always have something that was made as an error, and it comes out, or like, you know, a colorway that a company has run as a sample only.
Right.
And you might have been the one to pick it up. Like, if you like, think about if you were one of these people that just happened to be like, and we've talked about that before, like if you were skating in the, you know, from the mid 80s, right? Early 90s. And you had one of those original Thrasher shirts with the flame on it. You know how much that sweatshirt is worth now? That people pay for it, and there's a reprint of it, but I'm saying the original ones are worth a lot more, a lot more.
I'm sure Milky knows how much that shit is.
And others are, you know? Listen,
clothing is a range. Like, Thrasher still owns their brand. They've been producing their shirts heavy, mass producing them for 10 plus years now again. So it's like, some of the old stuff, it's worth, depending upon who, it's really limited stuff that's worth. That's really it.
Right.
Like all that Liquid Sky stuff you guys have, that shit's worth the money. That's the money.
Is it really?
Oh, God damn, is that the money?
Oh, yeah. I definitely sold some old, like, hookups and Liquid Sky
vintage hookups, vintage Liquid Sky, old PMB Nation. Some of that's worth a lot of money.
some decent dough. Anna still has like the original pants, you know, with the embroidery at the bottom.
I have
the
right, the right, and the right in now,
really good condition.
Right now is the pocket
too.
Like it yeah, might not be here in like 5 years, but right now,
correct.
Right when you can get that money, you can skate with the bag, right. As Joe likes to say.
I'm gonna skate with that, but I'm gonna go dig for. That's what I gotta go into my basement and dig for two
it's
things:
worth all more my old Liquid Sky gear
and
it.
A marble notebook with my fucking Tron passwords.
And yeah,
exactly. That's terrible.
Yeah, well, it's crazy because you know, and I don't want to get too deep into this. We could do this another time because we got 2 minutes left. But
that's right.
Yeah, in crypto, you have all these coins. They all have native wallets. Every native wallet has to have its own seed word or recovery mm-hmm. phrase, and they're telling you not to store it on a digital device. So it's.
Well, there's the market, guys.
And then you're don't like, where, how do I make a copy of it? Where do I put the copy?
Oh, this thing called pen and paper.
What if I give the copy to someone and their house gets robbed?
What if I'm I gonna get a picture of it and my phone gets hacked and they get in that?
So yeah.
Get
yeah.
Pictures of it. No digital files.
Yeah, you need a copy of the Xerox machine.
Just tattoo it to yourself.
No, I got to say, a friend of mine was telling me about this shit. He's old school miner. They have these. They burn. They have this. It's a metal plate. They burn. They burn the stuff in, and like you have to hold a certain light to it or something, and you can see them. It's like
you bury cryptic, it.
But it's like a metal. It's hard. It's metal. It'll survive fires. It like, wow,
disappearing well, ink.
Certain fires.
And somehow you like anyway. you knock it. I don't know how they do it. I'm gonna learn more.
Y'all. It's been fun. Sunday adios. Crunch. We spit a lot of straight up facts today with the crew.
Yes.
Shout out to Max Quarters, Folkzilla, Jojo, Kurt Bugs, myself, wow. Vandal. Go like our videos, subscribe to the YouTube channel, More Garbage Podcast or More Garbage TV.
Check snuff that Instagram. Like button.
Yes.
Send us hate, man. That like
button. Get busy. All right. Love you guys. And
that's all. We out of here. Peace.
We're back on Tuesday for Hot Take Tuesday.
Now we just chat out. Now we just hang. Oh, shit.
Yep.